Indiana native, baseball legend, and human rights champion Carl Erskine passed away last week at the age of 97. WFYI's Jill Sheridan sat down with documentary filmmaker and friend of Erskine, Ted Green, to talk about his lasting legacy and why it resonates today.
Now, your documentary, The Best We've Got, 2022 documentary, why were you inspired to make this documentary about Carl?
As I had sort of moved along in my film career after starting kind of late in life, I've come to try to focus on celebrating the triumph of the human spirit. I was able to do that with Chris Bissadix, with Slick Leonard, definitely with Eva Kaur, all of which I partnered with WFYI on, and I'm grateful for that. But I'll tell you, with Carl Erskine, it's just over the top. I mean, he's best known for being a baseball player, but that's not in the least why I did this film. It's because he was an absolutely incredible human rights champion with a national, I'd say even international impact, but especially here in Indiana.
The incredible life that he had started in Indiana, in Anderson, Indiana, and as you mentioned, a human rights activist, some calling him the first white ally, all that starting in 1930s Indiana, small town. It's a little bit unexpected.
I'd say even more than a little bit. 1930s Indiana, not 10 years since the Klan actually ran the state. And, of course, it was still a horribly racially divisive time. And so Carl's one day, he's out there in an alley with a buddy and just shooting hoops. And up walks a 9-year-old black boy. Now, every force in society is pushing Carl away from this kid. But instead, Carl embraces him, asks him to play ball. 80 years later, they were still best friends and inspiring others. And in fact, there's a mural up right now in Anderson of Johnny Wilson, that little black boy, and that little white boy, Carl Erskine. So, I mean, it started early for Carl, and that, as he put it, prepared him for when he played on the Brooklyn Dodgers with Jackie Robinson, the first black player in Major League Baseball. While others weren't sure how to handle that on the team, and some handled it very poorly, Carl was the opposite. And Carl and Jackie grew very, very close, which we were able to explore in the film. And both of those guys, Johnny and Jackie, then prepared Carl and his wife Betty for their biggest challenge and their biggest joy. And that was the birth of Jimmy Erskine with Down syndrome in 1960.
And Carl, again, an enormous advocate. Talk about the work and how the documentary explores the work that he did.
I chose to do really a deep dive because I didn't want to just sort of start it in 1960 and look at the way things were, because frankly, I was fascinated just learning the history, learning about the evolution, looking at how horrible this country was and this state was in particular with people with intellectual disabilities, especially in the early 20th century. I mean, Indiana passed the very first compulsory sterilization law in the nation. And it was as sick as it sounds. So we go from there and flash forward to now, when by so many measures, Indiana is one of the very best in the country in that regard. Special Olympics' big push right now is for unified sports and athletes with and without disabilities competing together. Well, Indiana has by far the most high schools right now competing in that with unified sports. I was fascinated by that, and then to learn from so many people, the people in the state who would know, say, it took a village, but the number one reason for that sea change was number 17, Carl Erskine. I mean, if I can say it, I think the best thing you can write about Carl Erskine is what's already etched onto Jackie Robinson, his buddy Jackie Robinson's tombstone, and that is, a life is not important except for the impact it has on other lives. I think that was what Carl Erskine embodied for nearly 100 years right here in Indiana.
Thank you, Ted, so much for sharing today.
My pleasure. Thank you.